brought to you by Penguin.
Boris Johnson,
The Gambler, written by Tom Bower, read by Harry Lloyd.
Prologue, A Family's Secret. On Friday, 16th of August, 2019, Boris Johnson hosted a dinner at Chequers for his father's 79th birthday. Stanley Johnson was understandably proud that his son could entertain his family at the Prime Minister's official Buckinghamshire country estate. Elected by the members of the governing Conservative Party nearly 4 weeks earlier, Boris had fulfilled his childhood ambition to become the nation's leader. As the staff served dinner in the Jacobean wood-panelled dining room, Stanley's familiar bonhomie and the new Prime Minister's joviality could not conceal the tension. At the very moment when the famed Johnson clan should have been rejoicing, the family's relationships were splintering. Just over a year earlier, when he resigned as Foreign Secretary, Boris and his wife Marina had left Carlton Gardens, the minister's formal St. James's residence, in separate cars. After 25 years of marriage, they had agreed to divorce. Some were surprised that the marriage had lasted that long. After several humiliating exposés of Boris's adultery, Marina had tried to repair their relationship, but those efforts were wrecked by his most recent affair with Carrie Simmons, the 30-year-old Tory Party communications chief. Too many lies, betrayals, confessions, and apologies had been offered over the years to make any credible amends. "He's a shit. He's utterly selfish. He's destroyed the family," exclaimed one of the Johnson clan. Those raw emotions were barely concealed during Stanley's birthday celebrations. Rachel and Joe Johnson, Boris's younger sister and brother, the latter an MP, had both come with their spouses and children. Leo, the fourth sibling, had not returned from holiday in Greece. To Stanley's disappointment, Boris's and Marina's four children had rejected the invitation to the party. Not only were they angry about their grandfather shaking Carrie's hand at a public meeting about the environment, but they also refused to speak to their father. On top of that resentment was the friction between Stanley's older children and his new family, one that had simmered for years but only intensified in the wake of Boris's latest achievements. In recent months, Jenny, Stanley's second wife, had openly denounced Boris and had even forbidden him to visit Nethercote, the Johnson's family farm on Exmoor. Boris's brother and sister were understandably surprised that Jenny, an intelligent woman, and Max, her son, had agreed to come to Chequers. Stanley tried to brush the troubles aside, and to explain her presence at Chequers to the three older Johnson children, Jenny said that Stanley had insisted that she join his birthday celebrations, and under duress, she had agreed. During all the media appearances over the previous years, the striking similarity of appearance, mannerisms, and jokey tone shared by Stanley and Boris would suggest that the two men were closely bonded. Few people noticed during the Tory party's leadership campaign the cold stares Boris shot as he walked past his father, invariably standing in the front row. The ambiguity of Stanley seeking his son's recognition was partly explained by Boris's first wife, Allegra Mostyn-Owen. Boris's worst habits, she discovered, were inherited from his father. But even Allegra, after their 8-year relationship, was unaware of the real reason for Boris's deep anger towards Stanley. Only Charlotte Weil, Boris's 77-year-old mother, could explain her son's cold stare. It reflected the family's great secret. Stanley, the star after 20 days in the jungle of the 2017 series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, could not understand how his son had become Prime Minister. Earlier in 2019, he said that Boris, despite a masterly understanding from Pericles about risk and power, was not personally ambitious and never took risks. Looking across at his son during the dinner, Stanley imagined that in life everything happened spontaneously, without much forethought. In his self-centred approach to life, Stanley misinterpreted much about the world, not least what his son had learned from his father's mistakes. As usual, Boris's enthusiasm and jokes during the Chequers dinner hid his own feelings. Secretive and untrusting, his accomplished performance concealed his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?